Hey everybody, welcome to Psych Show. This is Bob.
Talking to Bob is like talking to Fat Hog. Christopher Walken here.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
Great.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a prison camp. I'm sneaking out a watch.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Watch I borrowed.
Where is that at? What? Where you at? Location wise? Where you at in the States? You know, you're a busy guy. You fly all over.
It's MIHS.
What's that?
The
Michigan.
Michigan Interpol. I don't know.
Boy, you ask a couple questions, you just fall apart.
And thought it for a head. I think there's some setups, and then I don't really think I'm out after that.
You're no Kaiser Soze here, man.
I know.
You just look around the room. I'm in the Bunyan Canyon.
Hey, okay, I don't have a lot of time to think.
Yeah. Well, Miles is in the, just so folks know, because you just cut out again, Miles is in the midst of a electrical storm. He's doing this recording an electrical storm here, so.
It's like listening to the opening of Riders on the Storm.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get this done here, so. Hey, you know what? One of the seven signs of the apocalypse has just happened. I don't know if you noticed it.
Bo Diddley died?
Well, that could be one. I don't know. That could be one. You're correct. No. Or I shouldn't say it's one of the seven signs of the apocalypse, but probably one of the seven signs that you're going to get even fatter than you already are. That is Casey's has brownies.
We're going to take a pause right now. I'll be coming back to the show.
That's right. Casey's has new brownies. And I can tell you.
A fudge?
They didn't say. They said brownies. New brownies. I had to stop at every Casey's on my way to Decatur this weekend because everybody had to pee. But not in unison, you know what I mean? And we pull up, and I'm like, oh, look, Casey's got brownies now. You're never going to get that fat Miles out of the store. He's going to get a job there.
The freshly packed.
You're going to go, you know, hey, I'm an expert with brownies.
Could you make me a meat galore pizza with brownie topping?
With brownies on top and maybe a couple of donuts.
Chocolate-covered pepperoni is what I like.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's like, you know, they're catering to you. They're pandering to you.
What's worse is sometimes they have free samples up there in the counter, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, do you want to try the meat enormous?
They are going to, I mean, it's almost as if they're going to, like you're the CEO or something, you know?
Give me a brownie.
You know what we should make? Brownies.
Have a brownie and a Yoo-Hoo.
That's right. There you go.
Right.
You got Yoo-Hoo on tap there, or is it still in the bottle?
I don't know. I've never had a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, you have it? They're fantastic.
I was just being kooky, man.
Oh, I love the Yoo-Hoo. You never had a Yoo-Hoo?
I'm going to.
Oh, you should. It's a chocolate drink.
I will.
It's kind of like...
Ovaltine?
No, it's not quite as, like, gritty as, like, the mix-in drinks. It's very smooth. It's almost like kind of slightly watered-down chocolate milk. Not very, like, thick, you know. It's very thin. But chocolatey, I will say that.
I
think it's somewhat of an acquired taste, to be honest with you.
I'll try it.
You should get one. You should get yourself a brownie. One of the new Casey's brownies. And a Yoo-Hoo. For you, maybe you should get, you know, like a tray of brownies. Mm-hmm. And a six-pack of Yoo-Hoo.
Right.
That's probably more your size snack. They don't call you the Hungry American for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Miles Tidal, Hungry American.
Next time you go to Decatur, you piss your pants.
Yeah, so I couldn't believe it, though. Is that right there? Right there by the Meat Normus. Well, Meat Galore, actually. But
Meat Galore.
It said, you know, now in the Casey's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Pizza, donuts, and brownies.
I'm gonna try one.
You should. You should give us a review.
Oh, I'll have one soon.
Probably tomorrow for lunch.
Probably tomorrow for lunch. Yes, I will.
You probably can't help yourself. You'll be running out in the lightning storm. Going to go get a brownie.
If God permitting, yeah. God, yeah. I side, then I will.
You're going to call ahead.
Now listen here, you big fat hog.
I have this money. Stuck up my ass.
I think Christopher Walken called in order to brownie up his ass.
Tell me, do you have the new brownies?
Big fat hog.
I'm watching you on the surveillance video.
It doesn't make sense.
I need the brownies.
Does your brownie have nuts?
Then what do? Put your testicles on it, and you go, now it does. Now you have nuts. Yeah, you're a good example there, mister.
Slightly salted.
Yeah.
It's hot. Hot up.
So yeah, I was totally like zoned in. I was like, wow, look at that. This place is gonna be the death of Miles Tidal, that's for sure. With the brownies and the pizza and the donuts. If anybody's not looked at the American Gothic picture, you can just see it in his face.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way down to his feet, let me tell you.
I have to say they have a damn good breakfast croissant sausage biscuit.
I couldn't tell if you were, it was you or the, on Candyland, there's the gooey gumdrop lake or something, that little chocolate guy rising out of the swamp.
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, that's what it looked like. I'm like, oh, geez. Is that Miles or a character from Candyland? I can't tell the difference.
Sorry, I don't know that reference. Sorry, I don't get that.
I'm sorry if I put my penis on your brownies.
Don't take it personally.
Look, you can see the imprint of my hair.
That's
off the back of my balls. In the frosting.
Oh my!
What'd you start the walking stuff for? I'm doing a horrible Christopher Walken, by the way.
I drive around and I think of this stuff.
I would really like some brownies.
I have no life. I drive around and think of crap like this.
That's right. Aren't you supposed to be working or something?
I mean, outside of work.
Miles, can you do the deposit? Of course, I can.
You big fat hog.
Big fat hog.
I'll be there in a minute. I'm eating the brownies.
I gotta swing by Casey's. There you go.
Thank you.
So, besides putting your testicles on the new Casey's brownies, what will you be doing this week? They got nuts now, don't they?
Kind of ties into my story.
Oh, really? Were you putting your genitals in other people's food, or
just
what?
Just taking it and adding to the meat galore. Yeah. You know, you used to be cat people.
Yeah, I still like cats. There's nothing wrong with cats. They just all died, yeah.
Right, but you had like 10, 12 cats or something.
No, I had four cats, yes.
And I used to kind of make fun of you and your wife.
Right, now you got cats, right? Yeah.
Well, specifically...
Sorry, son of a bitch.
Does the name Calhoun bring back any...
Oh, yeah, Calhoun's our last cat.
And what was the problem with Calhoun? Do you remember that?
Well, it was a girl, yeah.
You acquired Calhoun, you thought it was...
A boy, yeah.
Got to be...
No, well, Calhoun had big problems when we got her.
But I thought, how dumb can Bob and his wife be?
Well, we weren't married at that point, but yeah, you're right.
Whatever. The person he was, whatever.
Yeah. Would you like to try a brownie?
I do not want to know how you smuggled in that brownie.
So, yeah, you thought we were idiots, I remember.
Tables have been turned, my friend.
So, what, your new cat is a...
I was assured that this was a female.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we now have three cats.
You do? Why?
I was at, you know, Hallmark later on Mother's Day weekend, and this lady had, like, this minivan full of kittens. Like, hey, you big fat hot.
Hey, would you like a kitten?
It could either be a pet or a snack.
That's right.
Right?
Whichever you want. Hey, you look like you get no pussy. Here you go.
You can use this.
Yeah, do what you want.
She assured me that all she had left was female.
Yeah, right, yeah. Pick of the litter.
And so I'm like, nah, we don't want this. So we came home, and the kids are guilting me into it.
Dad.
So then I fall for it. So then I'm my wife. No. You know, she didn't want it. She did not want this third cat.
Sure, of course not. You never want it. You get things happen, you know. So.
So we guilt her into it. You know, it's Mother's Day weekend, so we get it.
It's Mother's Day. Take the cat.
And this cat has taken to my wife. They're like peas and carrots, man.
Yeah. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Well, not quite that close.
I thought it was a girl cat.
Well, you actually, yeah. Maybe
I was into it when it was a girl cat. Now it's just freaking me out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they are close, because next thing I know, it's like, Miles, look at the cat's genitalia.
Oh, I'm not one to take a peek under there, but...
I don't know. I go, well, seems like the little lad is swollen right there. Go, I think those are nards.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, well, Google cat nards. And my kids are laughing like you. Like, Dad, come on, Dad, you can't Google it. Next thing you know, my wife has some picture up on the screen of cat genitalia.
Oh, yeah. Cat fancy. There you go.
Yeah, being displayed to the camera. I'm like, you know, it's like... A little
cat spread eagle action going on there.
So I got treated to a nice porn site. I don't know what it was. I'm like, oh.
Honey, should we click on shaved or unshaved?
Yeah, right. Because then we're trying to figure out like where a cat's balls would actually be. You know.
And they kept pointing at your mouth?
Ah!
When I click on this picture of a cat's balls, I get you at the American Gothic House.
You big, dumb, fat hog. You fat hog. I hope you choke.
Oh, my goodness. So, did you figure it out, or what?
Yeah, I guess.
You broke up on that last transmission there, Weather Boy.
I was just trying to mute myself.
So you have a boy cat now.
Apparently I've got two males going now. Oh, yeah.
You know what that means, don't you? Pissing contest.
Oh, boy.
And not on the litter box, you know what I'm saying?
Weird was, like, the older male we have is lot of time with his little cat. I thought, you know, it was a girl, so I thought, well, okay, he's just trying to, you know, scope out some territory.
Oh, he's dominating the little cat?
Then I realized, wait, this is a male. Maybe they're, you know.
Yeah. What?
You know.
Oh, I mean they're gay cats?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's like Nambla for cats or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're the enabler there.
No, I don't know. I was like, what the
You're
heck?
Flashing pictures. Hey, kitties, come look at this.
Look at this big fat hog.
Look at this catnards.
Catnards.
Catnards.com.
Go to catnards.com and you can see catnards. Damn,
I have no idea what that is, so.
My kids just thought that was hilarious. They thought they couldn't Google something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the light bulb just went off in both their heads after that, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You mean we can Google anything? And it'll show us a picture? Bing! Hey, Bocephus, come on. Let's Google, you know.
J. Mr. Raj.
Panties.
In Bob's mouth.
I think that's more acceptable than the catnards.
Catnards. You got me there. You got me there, man. I stepped right into that.
How come Dad's wearing a tabby on his face? Some people are just weird.
Let me tell you. Hey.
Why does Dad want us to call him Muffy now?
That's nice.
Your father's going through a lot of problems right now. He's dealing with a lot of stress.
I'm going through changes. That's what that song's about, I think.
I can dust the house without using my hands or feet. Come here, Fluffy.
Looks like the face hugger from Aliens.
Yeah, exactly. A little furry face hugger there. Well, that's nice. So you got duped. You were duped.
Yeah, apparently the tables have been turned, so I hope.
And the minivan was gone when you came back to say, hey, this is not a girl.
Hey, where's that lady with the van?
Maybe if I hadn't stopped for these brownies, I could have returned this feline.
But yeah. As it is, I have explosive diarrhea.
Nice. And so does the feline. It's the cat hair that makes them good. Nice. Yeah. Well, now you got another prick in the house, so what are you going to do with that?
I feel like I'm talking to one.
You guys will be competing for attention.
I guess. I want to get my belly stroked next.
Nice.
While I'm eating my brownie.
I'm eating my brownie, all right. You couldn't even tell if you got your belly stroked if you were laying down eating a brownie. Couldn't see over the hump there. Oh, jeez.